Hi guys, my name is James, and I'm here with Dan, and welcome to the first ever Jam and Dan podcast. Do you even know what we're going to talk about in this?
Not a clue. We'll drop the intro.
To the first ever podcast. This was... What are you doing? Stop looking at my notes.
He's got notes.
I've got notes, because I need things to talk about. Because you can't just go into this not knowing anything you're going to talk about. Well, with our experience, at least. Because... Come on, sit into the microphone
just
a bit.
Just wing it.
Like,
yeah, that's what you're going to do. I haven't got notes. I don't know what I'm going to say. Well,
exactly, so you're going to be bad. Anyway, do you like our background? We spent a while putting this together. This is temporary. This camping table I found, you know? And,
The laptops and an inboard.
Don't talk about that. We're sharing a microphone for now. We're going to save up for another one for now. Because this is my one. Stop! It's not ASMR, it's a podcast. Right. We've got some posters, and plushies, and little figurines. And yeah, that's probably really bright. There you go. So, what are you planning to talk about in this?
My holiday.
Now, I'm gonna talk about. So, if you watched the video leading up to this, the one I made a few days ago, talking about what we're gonna do, what is happening, it's called. You can check it out. It's my last video. Calm down, phone. That's the.
Sorry.
It's my phone. The charge is being a. Butthole. There you go. I talked about how I just got back from New York. Well, it's been like a week now. Actually, what day is it? Tuesday. Yeah, I got back a week ago. And that's what I'm going to talk about. So I've got some stuff written down. I can't even remember already. So, when I was in New York, I got the flight there. It was like 8 hours. Start playing with the bobbleheads. Half-hour flight there. And like 5.5 hours back, because jet stream or whatever, I don't understand it. Do you?
No idea.
No. It's like fast wind.
But I think the wind's going like in the direction of England.
So yeah. Like, no, it's actually the other way around. That's how planes work. It's like air resistance pushes the plane up. So if you're going in there, my dad was in the RAF, he told me about this. It's confusing. I don't get it though. It's like if you're going into the wind, you go faster. I think. That doesn't make sense, but apparently it kind of does.
Alright, well, just carry on.
I watched some movies on the flight. What movies did you watch on the flight on the way there?
Right. So I went to Mexico, by the way. It was like an 10.5 hour flight.
Because New York's on one side of America, Mexico's like far away.
Below America.
You probably didn't.
So I watched, Peter Rabbit. Good movie.
Really?
Good movie. And then I downloaded, I downloaded some stuff on Netflix and watched that.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Really? 10.5 hours? You get bored?
No. I just watched some Netflix and, Peter Rabbit.
It's been a long time since I had, like, a TV on a... That doesn't look safe. Believe it. TV on a flight. So I watched a bunch of movies. I started off watching Jumanji, I don't know how you pronounce it, the new one, because I've already seen it before, but it's a good movie, so I watched it again. And I watched, Isle of Dogs. That it's like made by the people who did Fantastic Mr. Fox, and it's really, really good movie.
I recommend it.
I watched it on the way back, it's working, it's so good. And then I watched, like, half of Paddington. That's another good movie. I'm watching all these kiddie movies.
Don't do it. Well, I watched Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, even worse.
I'm way back on my flight. It was only like 8 hours because it was like in the
jet stream or whatever they call it.
Yeah, that. And I watched. Fuck.
Dan.
I watched Love, Simon and Cop Blockers. Cop Blockers is a very good movie. I'd recommend it.
I think my mum tried to watch it and she didn't like it.
Oh.
Well. Something like that. Yeah, there might be swearing in this, yeah, we arrived, and New York is hot, but, like, not that sunny, because if you're in Manhattan, you're blocked out by all the skyscrapers, because there's so many high-rises, but it's just so humid, like, it's, when I went, it was about 28 degrees, no matter what time of day it was, because of the humidity, and, I remember a great moment when I arrived. I arrived, I was in a New York City taxi. You know, the yellow ones?
Yeah.
Outside of JK, I had a bottle of Mountain Dew, which had so much sugar in. Like, I was jacked up after it, you know? And we went past, and the New York City taxi drivers are insane. They don't care. They just pull out in any gap they can find. We're going down the highway at rush hour, leading into New York, like Manhattan, because the airport's in Brooklyn, if you know in New York, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I remember one bit as we were coming into Manhattan. We came into Manhattan, and there was this Chinese guy just cycling down the side of the road. I don't know why I'm mad that he's Chinese. And this other guy came and pulled up and went alongside him, nearly hit him and said something to him. I just remember the Chinese guy just say, "Fuck you!" at the guy. We're in, like, the first half an hour of arriving at the America. That happened. I mean, it wasn't the first time I've been. Like, I've been to visit family in a different part of New York called Syracuse. I don't know. But I don't remember that. Anyway, if you're listening on the app Anchor, then you can leave voice messages, which we will talk about in the next podcast. But we're going to probably make this a weekly thing. It'll probably be every Tuesday. Until school starts, we'll do it every Saturday.
Yes.
Yes, because we've got 4 weeks left of summer. And if you listen to Anchor, you can leave voice messages. So be sure to leave them. And if you don't know what Anchor is, just download the app. Make an account. It's free. It's spelled like a boat anchor. A-N-C-H-O-R. Mm-hmm. And we have an account called Jamadan. It's got a picture of us two stood on the hill, because that's the only one I could find. And, yeah, you can just go check it out. And also, if you are enjoying it so far, and you want to enjoy it more, like and also subscribe to my channel. We might make a official podcast channel.
Yeah, also subscribe to Dan H1's free, because it's
so much better. Oh my god. Yeah, where were we? Oh yeah, and also leave questions in the comments, and we'll talk about them in the next podcast.
Yep.
Where were we?
New York, like, you something.
Oh yeah, the Chinese man.
Yeah.
The food's really good there. I can't, like, count the amount of buffalo wings and bacon cheeseburgers I ate. Actually, I could count the bacon cheeseburgers. I think there was Charger. I ate three bacon cheeseburgers while there. And one of them had mac and cheese on it. I said mac, really, like, with loads of emphasis there.
Mac.
And cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. How was it when you landed?
So I landed in Cancun, which is like, well, it's not the biggest airport, to be honest. And we literally got our bags, had to wait about half an hour to get our bags. I then got on a bus and then went to my hotel, which is about an hour and a half from the airport. It's called Grand Cineras. Very good hotel. Quite, like, big.
Big. Okay, I guess that's the way to describe it.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, we might be doing, like, different things and laughing about it, and you can see that, but the quality of the video may not be that good, but we're not focusing on the video. It's all about the ears, you know, listening. And on Anchor, like, we might be, like, on Anchor, we might be doing something in the video, and you'd be like, what? I don't understand it. Just try and roll with it. Yeah, like that. I mean, JFK is a huge airport. There's eight terminals.
Eight.
But some of them only had, like, one flight leaving from them. Like, no. But it was, like, each terminal had a certain amount of, like, flight companies, you know, like, Virgin Atlantic, British Airways. So, like, Terminal 1 had, like, six different ones. Terminal 2 had, like, five. And then the eighth one had, like, one.
Yeah,
it must be, like, I mean, but, like, how many shops can you have? Like, every terminal has their own shops. How many shops are there at Terminal 8? There's only one, like, flight company going from there. You must get there and be like, well, this is pretty crap.
Yeah, like, but, like, Manchester, there's literally, like, three boots in, like, Terminal 2. I went from Manchester
Terminal?
2.
Yeah, same, I went there. Did you go in the morning?
Yeah.
Or did you go Frankie and Benny's for breakfast?
No.
I did, and I had a breakfast pizza at Manchester Airport.
Last year I had Frankie's and Benny's for breakfast, but it was, like, we had McDonald's breakfast before.
So. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, this breakfast pizza was good. It was, like, sausage, bacon.
Wait, you got breakfast pizza?
At Frankie and Benny's. It's sausage, bacon, and, like, some mushrooms or something on a pizza.
You had it for breakfast. Like, tomato sauce and stuff?
Yeah, but it was on the breakfast menu. So I was like, why not, you know?
When I went, I had, like, American, like, pancakes or something. It was so nice.
Oh, speaking of pancakes, my first ever day going to America. If you live in America if you live in America, you probably, like, wouldn't notice this, but if you go from, like, somewhere like England to America, you notice Everything has way more sugar. Everything's way more fattier. On the first day, we went to breakfast at this diner. And probably New Yorkers probably don't live like this. They're probably healthier than tourists do. Because, like, they want to eat the foods, you know?
Yeah.
I had 3 pancakes. Bacon, banana. And I had on every table, they had, like, big pots of syrup. And you would just pour out on there. And it was great. I didn't finish it. I ate, like, 1 pancake. Pancakes are the most filling things in the world. You know, the thick ones they have.
Yeah. American, like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
In my hotel, so it was like the like breakfast like buffet, the main like restaurant thing like that everybody can go to, and then there was also like the different like restaurants like the like Thai, Japanese, Italian, Mexican, French. There's loads of them.
How many rest? It's a big hotel then.
Yeah, there's like 7 or 8 10 restaurants.
Okay.
I think, oh, there's a steakhouse. Anyway, so, yeah, you might move that mouse.
I can't reach the mouse. Oh, there you go. We still recording, we're good.
So, yeah, the breakfast in the, like, buffet was absolutely amazing. There was, like, everything you could dream of. I mean, like, the best thing was the omelette. There was really nice omelette, like, so good. And,
you didn't hear that.
I swear, if you edit that one out, I'm going to leave mine in.
No, I'm leaving them in. The
oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe not the farts. If you listen to Nanka, we just kind of dropped our chairs there at the same time. Where were we? In the airport, though, JFK is a huge airport. And they had, like, no, you're knocking over the display, Daniel.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Oh, wait, this guy's got a camera.
Yeah, no. Have you never watched Pickle Rick episode? That's Pickle Rick.
Yeah, I know. From Rick and Morty. Rick, but I never knew he had a camera.
That's not a camera. That's it's an electric pencil sharpener he turned into a laser cannon. It's not a camera. It's a gun.
I don't know. I've never watched an episode with Pickle Rick.
It's a great episode, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
He's obsessed with Rick and Morty, if you haven't seen it. Oh. You can just see that. You can't see Rick and Morty.
So, yeah, at JFK, they actually had, like, a VR thing, like, a flying back. Because you have to get there, like, 3 hours early to fly to America, you know? Because the security is so high after things like 9/11. Speaking of 9/11, they don't care. They probably do, but, like, that, I don't know, that came out wrong. They're very lighthearted about it. Like, I was on a I was on a tour bus, one of those over-top ones, which is all the tourists go on, like us. And, there was a guy, we went past... What was that? Was that a chair or you?
Jet.
We went past the new, like, One World Trade Center, biggest building in the Western Hemisphere. Stop playing with your chair.
I'm not doing anything.
And the tour guide literally said, wait, is that a plane? Oh, wait, no, never mind. Going past, like, where 9/11 happened. Oh, my. They don't care.
Do you go in the building or not?
No, we were. It's like a big. There is a museum there for it outside.
Yeah.
And the memorial is these where the hole, like the crater, like just a big square.
Yeah.
Where there used to be the towers, it's just this big fountain with another square hole in the middle, and it's just huge. And it's like the world's biggest man-made fountain or something. We didn't go up the tower, but we did go up the Empire State. I'll get to that. And yeah, they just don't. They talk quite lightheartedly about it. I guess they're just trying to move on.
If you haven't noticed, James went on a city holiday. We just went like
yeah, it was like I walked. I think I walked something like 37 miles or like because taxis are so overpriced, and I'll get to how expensive things are. Jeez, they are expensive.
Yeah, where like I went on like a beach holiday where you just like lay by the pool and beach and stuff.
Yeah, and, I like them kind of holidays.
Yeah, but like thing is, there was like I think it was 3 pools or 4. 3 or 4, I can't remember.
Okay.
And then there's, like, the beach. But one problem in Mexico is the seaweed is bad.
Cause really? Like, I mean, like a... is there seaweed in the pool?
No, in the sea.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, a natural disaster or something this year.
A natural disaster where seaweed came.
Yeah, and literally seaweed comes every day, man. Like, get off the beach.
Jeez.
But yeah. So some days it can go. Okay. It's fine. But, yeah. I did a lot of, like, laying in the sun lounger.
I like them kind of hard. They're very relaxing compared to what I did. Anyway, where I keep getting sidetracked. This VR there was a VR thing where you pay like $5 for 5 minutes on this VR headset, and you just can play games. And I played Job Simulator for like $20. So expensive. But yeah, it was really, really fun. And that's like something I've never seen, having VR headsets, like VR games to play in the airport. It was cool. But America, like when we first arrived, we were on 48th and Lexington. 48th Street and Lexington Avenue, like on the corner of that. Because America, it works in blocks. Like New York, I mean. I don't know if it's in the rest of America. But it's like, there's like loads of avenues.
Yeah.
And it goes first avenue, second avenue. And they're all in straight lines. But every so often you got one like Lexington, like just a one-off, you know, and there's Park, Lexington, Madison Avenue, Park Avenue. I might have messed that up there. And then you've got Broadway just going diagonally through all of them. Mm-hmm. And like you've got all the avenues, and then you've got First Street, Second Street, Third Street, Fourth Street. And we were on Lexington Avenue and 48th Street. And there was this really nice hotel that we stayed there. And I remember pulling up in the taxi, and this big guy comes to take our bags. And he's like, I won't do the accent, because I'll mess it up and I'll offend someone.
Yeah.
But, maybe. He just, takes the bags out of the boot of the taxi, and I got to pick one up. He's like, no, you don't need to do that. You're on vacation. Because they say vacation.
Yeah, they say vacation.
You don't need to waste your energy. You need to save that for lots of walking, lots of eating. And I was like, yes, I'm in New York, and I was so just excited. It was like such a surreal moment, like, oh my god, I'm actually here.
Like, New York.
I know.
New York, like,
yeah.
New York.
Yeah. Yeah, go on. What are you going to say? You don't know, do you?
I wasn't going to say anything.
You went on.
Did I?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Things are expensive in New York. Like, you go out for... Me and my mum and dad, we went to TGI's twice. TGI Fridays. Because it's in England, we've been there before, and we know it's, we like it. So, we went again, the one in New York. And it's pretty much the same, but, like, my mum got something she gets... Stop opening my sock drawer.
It's expensive, James. Carry on.
Why did you have to do that? So, like, a meal for... my mom got a thing she got back on this Jack and Daniel's chicken. And she got twice as much, like, two chicken breasts instead of one. Because you're in America. And, just for three of us, it was $120 for whole meal.
That is expensive.
Dan, every time you mention money, you just have to stand. And they have a tipping system where in America you have to tip no matter what. Where I think where it might not be just be in New York, I think it's all over, but you always tip. You know, in England we do tip, it's like good, but you don't have to.
Yeah, no, like in Mexico, like they always expect. Well, no, if they took your bags to the room, they would expect a tip.
Oh yeah, obviously though.
Like we did tip a lot of people because like in Mexico, like it's quite like a poor country. Well, it's not that poor. Like last year I went to Bulgaria, and that like Bulgaria is very poor. But yeah, so a lot of people get tips, and awesome. We met this waiter, and basically he had to travel like 2.5 hours to get to the hotel.
Just like the person you work for. You know that woman you work with? She like travels from like Scarborough every day, and it's like 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
She has no life. Doesn't matter. Carry on.
We're getting a bit off topic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, this guy travels on a bus. Like 2.5 hours to get to work, and then he gets up at 3:30 and gets home at 6:00. Like,
you don't have time to do anything, though. Well, yeah, no. It's 6:00.
He gets one day off, like, a week.
No. Well, that woman you work for doesn't have days off, does she?
Actually, no. She gets Saturday off.
Oh, okay. That's alright, then.
Yeah.
But, well, doesn't he have, like, other jobs back home where he lives?
No, apparently, like, in Mexico, working for a hotel... Especially when I went to, because it was quite like a higher one. It was 5-star. So yeah, basically, like working in a hotel in Mexico is like a pretty good job. Because like Mexicans are like, they all drive motorbikes because we can't afford cars.
What, like mopeds or motorbikes?
Like both. Like some, no, you see some motorbikes that are literally like half a motorbike.
What do you mean? What, they've got one wheel?
No, like all the stuff is just broken.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and the bikes are terrible. They all ride around like, oh.
You're kind of low down. Let me match. Wait, is that the highest that chair can go?
No.
Okay, go up. Can we need to be the same height, please, the viewers.
I'm tall.
There you go. Go down a bit then. Perfect. No. There you go. Yeah, that's perfect.
No, because you're taller than me.
I know that's a good thing.
That's
fine. Yeah. if we start doing a thing in the camera and anchor, you understand. Where was it? Tipping. You get your bill. The check, they call it there. Right. And it says recommended tipping 18%, 20%, or 22% of your bill. So yeah. It's like good, great, excellent. And you can't tip below good, and they'll be like, wait, my service wasn't good. That's what the rate would be like. Because if you don't tip, they're like, where's my tip? They would actually say stuff like that.
Jesus.
I know.
But New York is expensive. Oh.
Dan, sit down.
So, isn't it like a to buy a bad apartment, it's like £1,000 rent a month?
It's $4,000.
That was it.
Yeah, and that's why there's so many homeless people. But the homeless, we talked to this one homeless guy, and the reason why we talked to him because he had a dog and speedos and sunglasses and a sun hat. We gave him $6, I think, something like that. No, maybe more than that. I can't remember. And he was saying how he lives in a car. He has a car and stuff. A lot of homeless people don't have that, but because the rent is so high, it's good for being homeless in New York because there's a lot of people walking past. He's on Broadway.
Yeah.
He's near Times Square. And he's outside TGI's Broadway, next to the world's biggest Applebee's. Anyway, you can go visit him. His dog's called Lucy. Yeah, if you live in New York, I don't know. What was that noise that came from your butt?
I looked at a mirror what?
There's a mirror right there in my wardrobe. Oh no, what have you done? Yeah, he was just saying how he lives in the car. And the tipping, so 18%, 20%, 22%. If your bill is $100, you gotta give about $20 tip. That's a big tip.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, let's say the 10 of you went out for tea and it was a bill check of $200. They expect a $40 tip. That's a lot of money.
It is.
You can't afford to go in out and tipping at every single meal, you know? You gotta be rich to live in New York, specifically Manhattan. The other boroughs of New York, like Brooklyn, maybe not Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, and yeah, that's it.
Oh, Staten Island's mint. Have you seen that movie? Staten Island, summer. So, oh, I don't know.
You can probably hear noises coming around the house. Just ignore it.
trying to get what time car. Is it?
It's time you looked at the time. It's 9:16.
On an Apple Watch.
Yeah, they are pretty cool though. Where
were we? You were talking about tipping.
Yeah, so yeah. If you don't tip, they get very annoyed at you.
Yeah.
It's a fun fact right there.
Well, that's what
we got I talked about the tour bus. Oh yeah, so we went on a tour. There's the Uptown Tour, the Downtown Tour. So you can go around Uptown up by Harlem. And, yeah, see all that. Go around Central Park. Central Park is big, by the way. We rented 3 bikes. We had this attraction thing where you get 6 attractions plus 3 days of the tour bus to get... So you can take the tour bus literally just as a normal bus to get around. 6 attractions. So one of the attractions we used was renting bikes. We rent 3 bikes. And then we went just cycling around Central Park. And it was amazing. They actually have a public swimming pool in the middle of Central Park.
What, a deep one?
I don't know, we rode past it and we really wanted to go in, but we didn't have any,
stuff.
Any, swimming. Yeah. We didn't have trunks and stuff. And that was really nice, because we really wanted to go in. And it was free, apparently. And it was, that really blue water you see when you go on holiday.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's, the really clear, light blue. And it's,
whoa. That was basically the sea in Mexico.
Yeah.
It was, right, so you know when you go in the sea, it was quite cold and refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's quite nice on a hot day. In Mexico, when you're absolutely boiling, you jump in the pool to try and cool down, obviously, you don't cool down because the water's so warm.
Really?
Yeah, it's not refreshing.
Really?
I was complaining to mom and dad about how the sea isn't refreshing.
Oh, it's not hot, cold enough.
It's so warm, because it's that hot. Also, the humidity is a lot. Your shirt sticks to you.
I mean, that just might be sweat.
No, you're sweating. A walk to breakfast.
No, oh, okay.
My whole family did.
Shut up, charger. My charger's it's a third party one, not made by Apple. It's 6 foot long, by the way. It's a company called Masumark. It's wrapped around the chair. It's, oh, we don't have to. Okay.
What? It's from my toilet.
Oh, it's around my chair as well. See, it goes on and on and on. Stop drinking my Coke. It just keeps going.
Where'd my glass go?
Where's my charger? You finish it, remember? It's next to the laptop. Where were we?
God. Oh, right. Like,
tour bus. Yes.
Yeah, but like, you started talking about the Central Park and the pool.
Yeah, but in Tenerife, when I went on holiday there last year, it was October.
It's a hot.
It wasn't. It was about 25 degrees.
So it's like.
It's not too bad, but it's like around Africa, I think, Tenerife. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Someone looked that up. No, not right now. And the sand is actually black in Tenerife because, like, volcanoes, I think. I don't know. But the pool was freezing. Like, so cold. Like, so they do the stippy steppy thing going in. It's like going in the river down in.
You just dive in.
No, it's really, really cold.
Oh, well. Complete opposite.
I mean, once you got used to it, though, it was alright. What was it? A tour bus. Yeah, it took the uptown tour. And we were with this really boring woman. Mm-hmm. And she obviously loved her job so much. And we got stuck in a traffic jam towards the end. And we were about to come up to... We were just coming back, going past Trump... About to go to Trump Tower. I saw Trump Tower. And she said... I'm going to do her accent now, just to emphasize. So she had this weird emphasis on random words. It's like, oh, coming up on the left now is my favorite shoe store, Nike Town. Four floors of Nike fun. She says that, and then there's a gap. Nike. That's what they call it there.
Nike?
Yeah, that's what they call it in America. Nike.
Nike.
Yeah, Nike sounds better, but like... Nike. I just touched your left nip. We don't talk about it. Never mind. Stop touching your titty. That came out wrong. And yeah, there was a gap, because like you had the headphones in, she was... Stop throwing socks at me!
You can get socks thrown randomly.
And she was just talking, like, she had a microphone at the front and headphones. And then it was like, stop bending down. And she was just talking on the microphone. About 10 minutes later, still stuck at the traffic lights. She's like, she just randomly said, coming up on the left now is my favorite shoe store, Nike. And she says it all again. I'm like, hang on a minute. It's like, is the robot saying it? Or like, I mean, she must say it like every time. Yeah. And she just forgot she said it the first time because we were stuck there. Did see Nike Town? I'm very disappointed. I wanted to see four floors of Nike fun. But, yeah. And...
How long have we been recording for?
Half an hour. Whoa.
Well then, Calvin.
I'm not got bored yet, have you? We're just talking. It's good. That was a slight voice break there. But it doesn't matter. And she was like, what does one kid at the... Like, foreign kid at the front was screaming no at his mum. Because, like, he didn't want to sit down or something. She was like, that's really dangerous. He could crack his head open. And this woman's, like, really self-health conscious. All the tall guys stand up and, like, walk around and stuff. And she just sat down the whole way. It's like, okay, that's a bit boring. It was just a really boring tour. I mean, I enjoyed it. Like, the uptown was, like, it was cool seeing all around Harlem and stuff. But, like, she was boring. And then the next day, we went on this, it might be the next day, we went on the night tour, where you go across the Brooklyn Bridge, pass through all downtown, see the big buildings and stuff. And this guy is so much cooler. This guy's like... Yeah, man. And he's so cool. And we're going over the Brooklyn Bridge at high speeds. Big drops down the side of you.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. But he kept just, like, pointing at stuff like, oh, look that way. Quickly. Yeah. Take a photo. And he's like, okay, now look this way. And we're going over the Brooklyn Bridge now. Now look behind you. Everyone up. And everyone stands up, going up these, going really fast across this bridge. He's like, take a photo of you behind you if you want to see a big landscape of Manhattan, man. And I'm like, this is amazing. Compared to this woman who doesn't even stand up herself for the tour, he's taking the whole bloody tour to stand up. And my mum didn't stand up. She was terrified. But so cool. And we did actually see that view before, because have you heard of a rib ride before?
Oh, your socks are so dirty.
Shut up.
And a what?
A rib ride. It's like a speedboat.
I've heard of rib eye.
No, that's a rib eye steak. That's a steak. There's a difference.
I had one of them like 2 days ago. Oh.
What was that? You didn't see that. I mean, on Anchor, you obviously
didn't
see
it. I think your mum can watch it as an Anchor. So she's can't see the video.
No, she said she would listen to it on like a separate tab. Or working or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Right.
My mum. Hi, mum.
Hi, Claire.
Yeah.
This chair's so annoying.
My mum's chair. Oh, she used to have this chair, but it's sort of hurt her back. This lovely pink one. It's my big green, black, green and black chair you've seen in all my videos. It's rocking. It's just. So I'm setting this chair now.
And, oh, I'll be back in a minute.
Where are you going?
Wait and see.
Oh my god. Anyway, guys, where were we? We went on this speedboat ride. I'm gonna sit in the middle now because I can. I just knocked everything over. Oh goddamn. We went on this speedboat ride. What's he doing? It's really that's a nice breeze coming through the door. It's really hot sitting in. Tiny little ironing room with an ironing board. It used to be the spare room. I used to have my gaming setup in here. Oh, he changed his mind. He's
I was looking for your bag, but I couldn't find it.
My bag.
Your scooter wheel.
My broken. It looks like someone took a bite out of it. Something happened when I was riding today. I don't know. So the speedboat ride. It was literally just us three sat on there, and it was like sitting on a horse. The chairs. So you got the backrest, and you have your legs either side of it, and then you have a handlebar at the front, and you're going out of through the Hudson River out.
Yeah.
In the middle of New Jersey and Manhattan Island.
Yeah.
And you're hitting the waves really hard. And you're like, whoa! I need to stop hitting the table. I just knocked over Bonnie. Hitting the waves like, whoa, whoa. You feel like a horse. No, you wouldn't be. You feel like someone riding a horse.
A cowboy.
Yeah. And we went out around the Liberty Island, where the Statue of Liberty is. I think it's called Liberty Island.
Yeah, sure.
We went round the Statue of Liberty. And we were pulled up in front of it.
Yeah.
And took mad photos, amazing photos. There was only us three on it because no one else wanted to do it.
Oh, sick.
And that was part of the attraction thing. So that was one of our six attractions. And we just got some amazing photos, and it was just so much fun going over the bumps.
Yeah.
Like all the waves.
Do go fast,
Yeah, really fast. Actually, I would do it again.
What? Would you go to New York again?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind living there, to be honest. Not forever, but probably when I'm older, but I want to live in, Arizona or Texas.
Texas is boring. There's nothing there.
Exactly. When I'm old, I want to go somewhere quiet.
You want to live in the hot desert?
Maybe just come back home. Maybe go up and live in, Canada. Canada.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, Tom's in Canada. Tom's in Canada.
Yeah.
I would say, we don't want to reveal his location, but it's Canada. How can... Yeah.
I don't even know where he is.
No, me neither. He's somewhere.
I think he landed in,
Tom, we're going to send people to come find you.
What's the airport called?
I don't know.
Don't
knock over Pickle Rick again. Dan! Oh my god. On the tour bus, I did go down Broadway. And we went past a lot of cool sites. And Casey Neistat, if you're a fan of him like I am, he lives his his company he has at the moment is called 368 because that's the number, the building number on Broadway.
Calgary,
that was it.
That was it.
That's where he landed. I remember. Yeah, now that rings a bell.
Yeah.
We went on the tour bus going down. Going down Broadway, and I'm just counting down the number 368. It's going 402, 401. 400, and I'm trying to count down so I can see his studio just going past him. So, because in one of his tours of his thing, he has a megaphone where he just talks to people on the tour buses as they go past. And I remember just counting down 370, and then I look away for a sec, trying to look on the other side of the street if it's there. I look back and it's shut up, phone. I was and it's 359, 350. I'm I missed it. I completely missed it.
It must be so annoying.
I was oh, goddamn. I mean, I know I went past it. And then later on that night, I watched one of his videos. He stood outside his office, and behind him is a building which I saw. His next door neighbor is a building which I looked directly at. So annoying.
This is a story that I would, I never forgive my dad for. Basically, he was in the airport with his, boss and, business people.
Oh, I know about this.
So we're just sitting there, chilling, waiting for their flight. This is in, it was in America somewhere. And, my dad was just, on his phone. And then my dad's boss, gets up and starts running. And then basically, Casey Neistat was in the same airport as my dad.
Is that JFK in America?
I have no idea. I think it might have been in Europe, actually.
Okay. He does travel a lot. I don't think he does as much anymore.
Not as much anymore, but... Yeah, he does travel a lot. So yeah, my boss takes like pictures and like stuff. We got like an autograph from Casey Neistat. And my dad just sits there like, who on earth is that? So my dad met Casey Neistat and didn't do anything.
I didn't even know who he was. He could have got a selfie and gave it to Dan like, I met Casey Neistat. We could show you it right now.
Oh yeah, we could have done.
But we don't have it.
Like my dad texts me saying, who's Casey Neistat? I'm like, are you mad? Anyway, what was I going to talk about? I was going to talk about something. Oh yeah, right. Before, like, I'm kind of interrupting you about New York.
It's fine. We're talking about both of us.
When I was in Mexico, there's like loads of one stray cat and two like iguanas.
They have them in like iguanas. Like lizards. Oh yeah, they have there's them like where I've been, like Greece. Of them. There was a massive one in Tenerife that crawled up the wall behind us, like this big. It's like the biggest size of my head. Even bigger.
A what? A iguana?
It's like a blizzard thing. I don't know.
That's not big.
What? And I don't think it's... Oh, it's iguana, like, this big.
No, they're like that wide and that, like...
It was a lizard, though. But, anyway, in New York, there's an old abandoned, like, railway they used to use. And when I say they used to use, they don't really use it anymore, and they turned it into a park with the High Line. And it's just like 3.5 miles long, I think. We walked like 3/4 of it. And it's just like a park with trees and bushes and everything, and it's absolutely packed. And there was this one guy, sort of like a newspaper cart, you know what I mean? Which you push along like a trolley, with a big plastic bag in it, filled with water and ice, and tons of bottles of water, and he was like shouting, water, $1, ice cold water, $1, $1, and he was just making so much money, just everyone's coming up to him like, can I have like 2 bottles of water, because they're really hot, because there's no shops along it, and like not many like staircases to get down, and he was just making a killing from it. Like, we bought 3 for like me, my mom, and dad, and then people were constantly going up like, oh, I'll have one, I'll have two, and he was like, he just had a handful of dollar notes. But all the money there is in dollar bills, I mean.
Yeah, like...
They're all in, like, bills, like, a $1 bill, $2 bill even. They're rare, $2 bills.
Yeah, it's like 2 pound coins, you don't really see them often.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but he was making loads of money. I was like, that you could do that so easily, because in the shop... But then I was thinking, like, do you make a profit from that? Well, and in the shop, like, the chemist or whatever it was, they... or a pharmacy. Yeah. They had, like, 12... It's like a... No, but pharmacies in, like, New York... In America, are like, it's like going to the co-op. There's like snacks and drinks and food and everything, as well as having all this like medicine and stuff. And there was like a 12-pack of water for like $4, and he was like making so much money for it just for the fact that it was ice cold and it was in the middle of where you couldn't get any water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's so these are like packs of water and then put it in the ice?
Yeah, I think he probably just went and bought like water for cheap, like bottles of water. And sold it, and it wasn't like, it's like kind of like not what's the word dodgy, because they were actual like brand water.
Yeah, cheap bottle. Like and like not opened.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how
And you know how like New York is big, it's huge.
Yeah.
And you may think you won't run into this. Yeah, no, like New York City. I mean.
Yeah.
You think you won't run into the same person twice? You know.
Yeah, because obviously, well...
It's big.
Depends, because if you're in one area...
Okay. Same area. But, like, so we're on one side of... So we walked tons and tons of blocks to get to this museum called Intrepid. It was literally, like, an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
With, like, a runway on the roof. Sat just in the Hudson River, and it's a museum. You go up there. They have something like that in London called the HMS something. I can't remember. I've been there a few times, though. You know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, you went on there and you looked around and there was these two, this guy there with his dad.
Yeah.
This guy was like fully grown though. And his dad, yeah. So, and they had like obviously paid extra for like a full experience, and there was this guy like dressed up in like RAF outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Giving him the full tour. Like some sort of outfit. It was like military.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be RAF though because it's America. Never mind. Giving him the full tour. There was a big Lego statue of like the boat we were on.
Yeah.
I've got my phone in my hand. The boat ran on, and they're stood on the other side of it, and the guy's, like, showing them around all the bits. I'm like, okay, that's kind of a bit sad. It's a bit sad that they paid extra for that. And that was really cool, that, seeing all the big planes. We did a flight simulator where you have, like, a joystick and stuff.
Yeah.
And you sit inside of the thing down. You know when you go to, like, a fair or something? They have that, like, simulator. We sat inside that, and if you did, like, a barrel roll in the game, the thing you sat on did a whole barrel roll.
What, the seat?
Yeah, like, no, like, it was like a pod. You sat inside it, and the whole thing did flips and stuff, and you're that's going, like, cool. Me and my dad did it, and you can, like, switch pilots and stuff, so you take turns flying.
Yeah.
We got, like, 5 minutes in it, for, like, $24, for two of us.
Wow. But...
because there was a queue for it, and you got to play a different flight simulator game while waiting to go in. Anyway, I was saying about how you don't see the same person twice. Next day, about 7 in the morning, me and my dad are... no, about 8 in the morning, maybe. Even, yeah. Like, maybe 9. I don't know. We run into them. I just see them crossing the street. I'm like, what are the chances of seeing the same person twice in a place as big as New York City? And this is on the other side of, like, the island. That's, it's, like, really weird.
Well, you could have been staying in the same hotel.
I doubt it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't get breakfast in the hotel because it's so expensive.
What, do you not get, like,
we went out. Meals? What?
Do you not get all your meals in the hotel?
Oh, no. It's like, no, this is like, you know when you go, it's like a, you know when you go to, like, London or something, you stay in a hotel, and it's not like where you went with, like, buffet and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like there's a restaurant in there, and that's it. Oh. No, I don't think they even do lunch. So, we would go out, and we didn't eat at the hotel. There was, like, a deli across the road, and delis are amazing. You got loads of buffet food, yeah. You can buy burgers, and it's also, like, a co-op, like a grocery store, man.
Didn't go to Walmart.
No, I didn't see any. I did see some American fast food. I saw Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's.
I saw Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Did you see Dunkin' Donuts?
I did. They have it here, though. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I know. Like, rare. Mm. Like, there's not many of them.
Saw some Chipotle's, but I have actually seen a Chipotle in Leeds. You know, the Mexican
I've
food.
I've never seen a Chipotle. I had lovely Mexican food.
Oh, yeah, because you went to Mexico.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was so good. Like, the tacos and fajitas and... Are tacos Mexican?
Tacos are Mexican, yeah.
Yeah. The nachos, like, every meal I had, like, nachos and cheese. I mean, oh, it was so nice.
Wait, like, sip before a little bit. You're kind of far away from the mic.
I got a text. It's from my mom.
Okay, read it. That's a serious paragraph you got there. You read that while I keep talking. Yeah, so the food is expensive there. And, we went up the Empire State, me and my dad. My mom's not a big fan of heights, but... is it bad?
No.
Oh, it's about his wheel breaking. We both had our wheels break today.
Yeah, it's quite sad. But luckily, I've got two spare wheels.
And so they're identical. So he's got a... I've got a red front wheel and a white back wheel. And he's got a... like a black front wheel and a red back wheel.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got a better red wheel.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't expect yours to break.
Yeah, I could not be bothered, like... his front wheel's a pain to change. Because, like, oh, it took me and Bradley so long.
I mean, it's not like changing a back wheel compared to a front wheel on BMX, is it? Because back wheels and BMXs are confusing, aren't they?
You have to, like, tighten it so the brake pads don't run, like... right. So
and then you got gears and... oh, that's not a mountain bike.
I prefer a mountain bike because, like, you know the disc? It's already in line, but on a BMX, like, with yours, remember when my brake pads were rubbing really bad?
Oh, yeah.
You have to, like, tighten them on one side and stuff, but...
okay.
It's so good.
Yeah, where was I went up the Empire State, and me and my dad did, my mom didn't, and we got there early in the morning, like, first people up, not first people, but, like, first group of people, I think, maybe not, and you go up the escalator, and everywhere you went, there was a huge queue, all these attractions. Do you know why? Because there's someone taking a photo of you in front of a green screen for you to buy at the end, you know? You go in, and they're like, smile, and now look at this and be scared, and then, like, you go back, and it's, like, this really crappy, like, green screen. Have you stood in, like...
did you buy it?
Jurassic Park? No. Have you stood in, like, Jurassic Park or some shit? Excuse my French. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that offensive, saying that? That's like saying all French speak swear words.
I went to a really nice French restaurant. You had to, like, pay for it. It was so worth it.
Had to pay to go to it?
Yeah, this is only, like, a restaurant you had to pay for.
Okay.
It's quite expensive. But anyway... so, like, I dressed up really nice for it, because, like, I had to wear trousers.
Mm-hmm.
I wore jeans. I'm, like, oh, my God, it was so good.
What kind of food do they have in French restaurants? I've never been... well, I've been... we went to France in school.
Yeah, I'm Belgian.
Like, only... it was a history trip.
For starter, I had a... right. It was a weird salad. It was, like... oh, it was so weird. It was, like, the weirdest salad I've ever had in my life. It wasn't, like...
it was a French salad.
Yeah, it was a French salad. Like, it was so weird. And then for main, I had lamb chops.
Okay.
For dessert, very nice. I had lamb chops. I think a creme brulee for dessert.
Okay.
I can't remember what I had for dessert, to be honest.
Don't like the sound of that. Sounds,
I mean,
weird.
It was like, oh, there's soup for star, but I don't like soup, so I didn't get it.
I love soup.
I do.
You know I love soup.
Oh, he loves like soup, noodles.
Oh, it's good.
Soup.
Super noodles. Pot noodles. I love soup, I love noodles, and I love super noodles. Yeah. Tell the story. So he told me about this earlier. I didn't want him to because save it for the podcast. Tell him about the monkey.
Oh, the monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? I went to the ice cream like parlor.
Is it free?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all inclusive. Yeah.
All inclusive, boy. But I didn't get a wristband. Do you know why I didn't get a wristband?
Why?
Because in like America, and stuff, they're really strict about drinking, say in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So children didn't get a wristband. You got a wristband if you're over 18.
Okay.
And if you have a wristband, you're allowed to get alcohol.
Yeah, my mum and dad, they don't sell, like, alcohol in, like, they don't sell things like wine in normal, like, grocery stores. You have to go to a liquor store. Actually, no, that thing about chemists are called drug stores.
Are they?
Yeah.
Alright, that's for monkey.
Hang on, whoa. You have to go to a liquor store, and they're very strict. Like, my mum and dad went to go, like, buy, like, a bottle of, my mum bought a bottle of white wine for her in the room that night. And I wasn't allowed to go in. I had to stand outside waiting. I couldn't go into the shop where they sold wine.
Why?
Because it's bad for my eyes.
They're like a dog.
Exactly. It's like, I'm not gonna, what do they expect me to do, you know? I'm gonna see alcohol, like, come on.
Anyway, so I got a fresh strawberry ice cream. The cones are actually really nice too. Anyway, so I'm walking back to the, like, sun lounges, and I sit down, like, I lay down, look for my phone. I was all by myself, by the way. So yeah, I was just looking on my phone. Well, I looked for my phone. I found it because it was like a palm. There's like a palm tree kind of. It was like I don't know. Like, it was like straw for shade and stuff. I was like a straw thing, like an umbrella made out of straw.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. I get you. It's like a Hawaiian tropical.
Yeah. And then there's like a table on the thing. And so my phone was in there. I reached over to get it. Looked back. And then I have my ice cream in this hand and my phone in this hand. And then a monkey comes on, like, swooping in my trees, like,
I would love this.
Because you're literally in the jungle, basically. And
welcome
then
to the jungle.
It comes next to me. I didn't see it. And then it tries to jump up for my ice cream. I saved it. Don't worry, my ice cream.
Okay.
Also, another story that I saw earlier, but yeah, we kind of, like, moved on.
I don't think I will remember this one.
No, the iguana. No, I didn't tell you this.
Okay.
The iguana was, like, walking along, and then a cat was there. So this Steph, like,
they're a 1v1.
Yeah, I didn't see this. It was my mum and dad who saw this. I didn't, like, so basically, they just, like, were staring for, like, 5 seconds. And then the cat goes for the iguana.
Oh.
And it's like,
and
then basically, iguana literally leaped across the floor. Like, my mum and dad say they've never seen, like, an animal run that fast before. What else have we got to talk about?
Oh, I got things, don't worry.
We have been going for...
Don't look everyone. 48 minutes. This is a long one,
though. Should we go for an hour?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to take butt ton of hours to upload.
Oh,
we'll just leave it on while we do something. I can't wait for this to upload, though. And if you're enjoying, if you're on Anchor, favor it. And if you're on YouTube, like... Yeah. We were, yeah. Where was I?